these slugs come scampering into the fight. Boop. Boop. Boop.
They go up to Sadoo and they're like, how you doing, buddy?
You all right? Clever.
Are you punching a slug?
No, I'm punching Skraylin.
Oh. He's punching Skraylin again. so...
I would move past this one's.
Didn't get a turn yet. Doesn't get an act. You don't get an attack of opportunity until you've taken your turn in a combat.
Ah, word.
Yep. There we go. All of a sudden, I can fucking click on shit. And it's all working. Yay. Okay. 20 against AKA Sir. Jesus criminy.
Slap.
Yep. Okay. So, yeah. You fucking deck this dude again. He thought he was clever. He saw the avalanche. He saw he had a little smug look on his fucking face after he buried you in trash. And you just fucking like trudge through the trash the last 5 feet and just fucking haul off and clock him in the jaw and dislocate their fucking jaw. Like they're just like, so this thing comes up a little bit and is going to corrosive spittle you. Yep, it's a 29 hit.
Absolutely hits.
Fuck yeah! He's gonna block the goddamn time. I mean, it was. This is really this whole fight is kind of dependent on these slugs coming out. not to sell my fucking whole thing, but yeah, this was the fucking Draelic are like. Nothing.
I think I was just gonna shoot this guy.
Yeah. So, yeah. That thing spits at you. And I don't think he can do anything else, right? Hits with a slime attack or moves at least behind a mucus on the creature. Okay, so fun part.
Fucking slug. God damn it.
Bloop. When an entropy trug hits with a slam attack or moves, I'm sorry, it didn't hit with slam attack. It leaves behind a mucus on the creature it hit, or in every square the slug moved through. A creature hit by the slug slam attack or that enters its bear, mucus must succeed in a DC 13 reflex save, or each battery in the creature's possession loses 1d4 charges. It starts draining all the fucking energy out of your weapons and stuff like that. So, now that didn't work. I thought there was one. Critical on a slam attack. Must see the creature throw all away its hybrid technology. Okay, never mind. That's only if it crits. So, okay, moving on. Which brings us to Skraylin, and they are completely fucked and are just going to swing wildly at you. Hoping. Now they have a flat one still, right?
No, I didn't hit them that time.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, that's one tactical maul.
Ooh. Fuck, a natty 2! Fuck me! What the shit? This is like fucking Shades of Rian, I swear to God. At least it wasn't a natty 1. I almost would prefer the natty 1. Then at least we get to roll on the table and fun stuff happens. But no, natty 2, he just sits here like a dickhead and waits for his turn to die. So, that was Skraylin's turn. He was a fun boss. Moving on, Ginger. Ginger, what are you doing?
Oh boy. Well, there's one survivor left in there. So I think I'm going to do the same thing as I did before, except for targeting him. So we're going to taunt him.
Yep.
And I want to, if I can, scurry around if there's a vent opening near him, just so I can be close enough to hear for him to hear a whisper.
I like it.
Or at least, like, I'll do a stage whisper from here. Yep. Okay, no, that's
you
a good thing.
You find terrible in those jeans.
Yeah, you find vents that take you essentially underneath the display cases he's standing right next to. So, like, there's, like, a little, like, air duct kind of running underneath him. And you're, like, you're just peering out of this, like, fucking Pennywise to a little boy in a ring.
This is fucking Ginger right now.
So we established it's DC 18. So let's give it a shot with a skill expertise.
Okay.
On intimidation. That's a 21.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay.
Other formula, you done fucked up now.
Yeah.
Did you like the addition I added to that?
Yeah.
So, as a stage whisper, this is going to be your last memory before you die. Oh,
Jesus. Jesus fucking Christ.
And he's now shaken.
Yeah.
Wagging his finger.
Yeah. He watched his best friend die. He can hear his boss being tortured. He heard an explosion outside and is now surrounded by a guy with a scythe. A goblin that's punching people with grenades and whispers from Pennywise in the vents.
This is how you die.
This is how you die. We all float down here. And that brings us to... We'll cut away to Entropy Slug number 2. I'm sorry, was that the end of your turn? Or did you have some more horrible things to do?
No, that's it for me.
Oh god, I love it. Okay, so anyways, back to Entropy Slug number 2. Squidges up to the Saldoon. This one has a southern accent, like he's from Kentucky. He's gonna do a slap. Yes, it's weird. You can't hear him say it, but in his head, he's like, "Oh, I say, I'm gonna slam this ball."
That's what the slug sounds like.
Yep, yep.
It sounds like Foghorn Leghorn.
I do declare.
I do declare. I'm gonna give this forearm ball a slam. But I'm assuming number 20 doesn't hit.
Give this four-armed alien a slam with my slug body.
Creature from another world.
Eat entropic mucus.
Yep. So, that doesn't hit and that sucks. So, is there anything fun I can do?
Dying is fun.
Yeah, I know.
This guy is scared.
Okay, anyways, moving on. That one sucks. Back to Oris. Oris, what are you doing?
I'm going to try to finish this guy off. So he can
do it, buddy.
Finish him. Finish him with your Sith. Well, probably a hit, if I had to guess.
Yes, technically it is a 22. I really need to fix your shit. But yes, 22 does hit.
Nine slashies.
Well, no. Okay, I'm gonna give you 3 guesses. How much HP do you think this guy has?
10.
Nope.
9.
It was 9.
Yeah.
Tell me how this happens. How does this Draelic meet his end after fucking Ginger literally said it? Ginger literally fucking was.
Wow,
the,
she's
like,
she's
yeah,
like,
this is gonna be your last memory.
This is
yeah.
how you're gonna die, and then literally Grim Reaper scythe.
Yeah. Oh, that's even better.
That's horrible.
And Oris has wings and everything. You are literally the angel of death.
Oh my god, that's awesome. Too bad he sucks with melee.
But it really doesn't. Oh yeah, you're right. It's only actually a +4, not the +14. But yes,
yeah,
I mean,
so
you hit twice.
He's frozen.
I have a +fucking 15 with my other guy, and I can't get an attack off. You got a +4 and have hit twice. That's what all the other dickheads had too. All these other assholes have a +4, which is funny because you guys were like, "That can't be right, right?" No, that's what actually happens. Most creatures do. You guys have ridiculous fucking numbers. Anyways, moving on. How does he die?
Like a bitch.
Ginger's little whisper freezes him.
Yep.
So he's just, it's like, tons of fish and people in the barrel. Fish in the barrel.
Nice. So yeah, he hears that and turns back behind him to look at the vents and just sees these fucking like little beady fucking glowing eyes of some sort of sludge in there. And like, and then turns back as you fucking rear up this giant Sith. And it's, by the way, it also, like, flames. It's called the Ember Strike, or Ember Tide.
Oh, yeah.
And it is, like, a flaming Sith.
Fire.
So it comes down, and it's, like, and fucking just from... You ever see Interview with the Vampire, the original? When fucking at the very end when fucking What's His Nuts slices that guy with that giant scythe, like from the neck down through his torso. That's what happens. You catch him right at the neck and just go straight through and comes out around his hip and just fucking slides in two pieces.
Got him.
Cauterizing the wound because it's a flaming fucking scythe.
Nice. I'm
saying it your way just because I don't want to be teased anymore.
The goo in the vents vibrates with joy.
Yeah.
I think he can get right here.
Ginger liked that. A little fucking message pops up above Oris's head. Ginger liked that.
You just look in the vents and it's staring back with like anime pleased eyes.
Yeah, just nodding slowly.
Like the fucking snail.
I like it. Okay, two dead, one up on the scaffolding, and you go sprinting after that one, Oris?
Yeah, he's gonna get right at the corner.
That's awesome. So you come rotting up, and it's like still trying to shoot at Eddie and doing a terrible job. as he like, you hear, he hears the clink, 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 clink as you come up the steps, and he turns to look back in the room and sees a fucking, what he thinks was three friends, and he was like, wait a minute, there was only two of them, and then realizes one got cut in half, and he's like, oh my god! And... which brings us to his turn! So he is going to try to take attack at you, Oris, as you come up. You are technically half behind a wall, so he gets a negative two, which doesn't fucking matter, because he only rolled a nine. So we're just gonna skip over his turn and stop doing this shit. they live short, sad lives. These guys are like fucking mayflies. Moving on, Scree, your turn. What you doing?
Scree is going to tuck his grenades in his mouth, like both of them, and then sprint across the room. Just
forearm animal scurry.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then he's going to spring up, grab onto the railing, and try and just like swing over.
Perfect.
The dude.
I love it. Give me an acrobatics to flip over him. Just for fun.
That's a 27.
27. Fuck yeah. Yep. So you fucking run, kick off the fucking console, like springboard up onto the railing, fucking plant your feet and kick off and shoot over top of that guy, flipping and landing on the other side of him. And what you doing now?
The guy doesn't get an opportunity to attack when Scree swung on by.
That's what the acrobatics was for. It's they call it a tumble through a square. You can move, but through like, but it uses up like a movement speed or whatever. It doesn't matter. Go ahead. It's fine. Attack.
Instead of attacking, Scree is going to use his action to keep moving and just like sprint out onto the walkway so he can see down into the courtyard where Sudoon's like surrounded by all those slugs. Big old slugs.
You can't even see one.
Oh god. And then using the rest of his movement, he's just going to glide down to those barrels down there to be next to Sudoon.
Nice. Give me a perception check.
Okay. Not great. 13.
Sweet. Okay, never mind. You're good.
There's nothing dangerous about these barrels, right?
Yeah, nothing special.
Okay, then he's just gonna like scramble up on top of them and just in the slug's face, like trying to get its attention a bit, like waving his arms around.
I love it. So as you do that, you're like, and this
just
slug
pumping his arms in the air
back at you.
Just
and is going to.
I don't fucking like this.
It's going to rear back and try to slam you. it's a fucking SpongeBob, him licking his face. 22?
Yeah, that hits.
22 hits.
Ice cream cone.
Okay, and we are going to. <laughs> 14 bludgeoning. So do you have anything that uses energy, like on you?
He has his grenades.
Do grenades? Would that affect them?
If they'd have to have a charge to them. So unless they have like, unless they're like electrical grenades or something like that, then I'd say you're fine.
Mind spike, die, frag.
Frag grenades, I don't think would count.
I guess maybe his tack. No, not his tack lash.
Anything that takes charges would be drained a little bit.
Yeah.
It's technically 1d4 charges, so anything that has, like, guns that have charges or anything will take. I know normally we don't keep track of bullets, but in this case, we are going to start draining some of your shots if they, like, you don't use guns, that's why I was asking. If you don't have, like, guns you normally use, I'm not going to worry about it too much.
Yeah, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no worries then. Okay. No worries, Unsay. The two people that are out there actually fighting are probably the two best people to be out there fighting. Like, people have just straight up melee fighters out in the middle of this arena that even if they got their shit drained, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. So, that leads us back to Yeti. Eddie, what you doing?
And jump jets! Activate his jump jets.
And fucking love it.
Right here.
Hell yeah, getting right in the fight. Landed
back
right
to
next
back
to
with Scree.
And Scree.
But midair, he will be throwing a knife at this.
Sweet. Give me the attack. Doing any, says it's part of a move action, and if I'm not mistaken, a trick attack is using your move action.
No, it uses a full action.
Full action? Okay. Never
mind. Yeah, so it's just part of my attack, right?
Same part. Yep. Go ahead, give me an attack.
23 for the trick.
23 does not work.
The attack, a Roni.
It's a slug.
That is a kinetic, though, so actually it does not hit.
Okay. It'll recall the knife and just get in battle position.
Yeah. It looks at you like...
But yeah, he presses, you know, pressing his back to squeeze. Mm-hmm. They've done this fucking hundreds of times.
Yep, Batman and Robin. I love it. Which brings us to Sadoon. What are they doing?
There's a lot of enemies now, and I don't want to... I'll play it safe. I'll just make one unarmed attack.
One single, solitary, unarmed attack. Go for it. It's okay if you're a cow.
I should have went for it. God damn it.
Should have. You know what? I'll even let you do it if you want.
Well, first off, does he get knocked out here?
But by the
ugh.
Yes, he absolutely gets knocked out. You punch a hole through the back of his fucking head, he's so dead. Well, not dead, you're punching him, so. Nope, to it. It was a haymaker, he's done. Snapped his neck. He didn't mean to, but you know, even in boxing matches, sometimes people die. He's dead.
Man.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't control myself, I just fucking snapped his neck.
Apollo created him.
He did. It was over 15 damage. That's the breaking point. It's actually literally called breaking points when your neck breaks.
Say non-lethal.
It's mechanics. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. I just loosely poorly follow them. No, he's fine. He's alive, but down. So
I mean, he's definitely not fine.
Yeah, he's not fine. No, he is a dislocated jaw and moving around almost dead. But he has a dislocated jaw, and bleeding profusely, and
wounded,
now crumpled.
Pride.
Yep, crumpled and fell on a whole pile of hypodermic needles that were scattered.
Oh God! No.
Yeah. Yep. All the slugs start climbing over him to protect him. Into his mouth.
They're getting real slurpy on him.
Yeah. So, slug number one comes over. Oh, sorry, Sudo. Did you want to do a follow-up attack?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Jesus, I love when your damage is almost as much as your attack. It's ridiculous. Entropy Slug comes over to Scree and is going to attempt a Slam Entropic Mucus attack. 29 or 29?
Yep.
Yeah. Whoa, Black Betty. Slam the lance.
Yep. Full damage, 15. Ooh, punchy!
Uh-oh. Can't reduce damage on yourself, can you?
Not yet.
I don't think they ever do.
I think it's...
Maybe never. I haven't looked at the future levels of the thing.
Yeah, no, I think it's just protecting others.
That makes sense. They're kind of paladin-y slash... They're weird. They're like paladin monk warlocks. They're fucking so weird.
Yeah, I'm loving this character. I love the stealth and I love the protection.
Yep, yep, yep. Which is a sweet fucking character concept. Okay. So that's that Entropy Slug. Does some fucking damage. Loving it. Moving on to Yinger. Yinger, what you doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna slurp back out of the vent. And reform behind Oris. So Oris probably doesn't see, like, the weird stretched out, like, taffy version of Ginger.
Nope, but he definitely hears her.
Definitely hears her.
We need to find just some... There's a lot of slurping and, like, gross goo sounds. We need to find a sound effect.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to climb up...
pretty good.
I'm going to climb up to the catwalk next to Oris and this gentleman that Oris is fighting.
Getting right in his face. I love it.
Getting right in his face. Now, it's an action to do my compression. So for the time being, that is going to be me. But I am going to, like, lean in and be like, oh, hold on. Hold on.
You know, you've already seen what he can do with that scythe. You should probably run.
Not even my ability right now. Like, that's just me having fun.
I like it. I like it. I like it. So is that all you got going on for this turn?
Yes.
I like it. So, Entropy Slug number two is... did not like the fact that it got a knife thrown at it. So it is going to take a slam-a-lam. It's going to do a slam-a-lam at Eddie.
Buddy gag.
Eddie has a plus two.
Didn't matter.
Don't matter.
Yeah, I was going to say, does a 32...
Yeah, afraid so.
Sorry, just a 30. Does a 30 hit? Anyways, intervene. Okay, so you're taking half that damage. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we get.
Yeah.
12, so six apiece.
Yeah, so like Scray just saw it coming and kind of grabbed Eddie and just pulled him just a little bit so that it kind of hit both
very
of them.
Good, very good. Holy shit. Who would have thought that I finally got to live my, like, my truth of actually doing some damage in this game? Three fucking slugs. Like, of all the shit, I've thrown so many cool bosses, gave them special abilities, done some weird shit, and these are finally some fucking creatures out of the book that are supposed to be here, and they're actually doing some fucking damage.
And they're like, they have like the terrifying ability to just like drain the power out of stuff, which is awesome.
It's true. And it's funny because their like mechanic, really how we play doesn't really affect it that much because...
Yeah.
Oris is the only person that this would really be a problem with. Like, sucking up his, like, the battery on his guns. Like, really, that's it. Like, Eddie uses his knife, Scree punches. Sadoon's got a slew of melee weapons.
Even Eddie's gun is analog.
There you go. And even, yeah, exactly. The fucking Ginger doesn't shoot, so, like, these things are...
analog.
Yeah. These things are not meant for this team yet. Actually doing some damage, so. Anyways. Moving on. Yeah, I'm gonna say it's a lot of fun. So, Oris, your turn.
Oh.
This Draelic is definitely contemplating life at the moment.
Finish him, Oris.
Can he get an attack on this guy with Ginger right there?
Yeah, fuck it. It's around a corner, so he gets a plus two, but go for it. He's under a partial cover.
Oh, you're coming at him with the scythe? Oh, sorry, I blocked your way!
What if he drops the scythe and just pulls a gun?
Still gonna get that plus two. And say, because he's like, he's essentially, like, covered right now. That's the, there's like a gap between, you gotta kinda finagle your way around to get a shot or an attack. It's only two. I mean, you've been rolling, like, 12 above everything you need to fucking hit so far, so... I love you guys with that shit. You're like, it gives me a slight minus. Well, fuck, I only rolled 30 over last time.
He's gonna drop that scythe with Ginger in the way.
Okay. Okay.
Damn.
Hey! Finally,
to be fair, it means you probably would have missed even if, like, I hadn't been there.
It's true. Very true. But that does, now that you've taken a shot and all that happens, so now that it's his turn, you know what? Go ahead, Ginger. Give me an intimidate roll.
Oh, okay. rolling intimidation.
Yep.
That's a 36.
That is a 36. I'm going to roll this, but this is really silly for me. Yeah, because I'm going to give him a will save, which he actually has a plus 5 on this.
Woo!
Yep. And technically in this game, natty 20s do not mean you succeed. So.
Oh, the die teetered.
Yep.
On the 20.
Yep, but as I said, natty 20 means you do not succeed in this game. Just because you get it don't mean you win. So, he gets shot at, is told that he needs to run. He sees his boss dead. He sees his friends dead. He sees all just slugs, and he's not that friendly with those slugs. Like, he didn't know them. This one didn't even invite him to his wedding. So, he's like, fuck these guys. And he jumps off the fucking catwalk, slams on the ground. Is going to take a D6 damage. Takes a point of damage. Is going to open up the big doors and run away. He's like, fuck it, this job sucked anyways. And we're just going to delete him. Unless somebody wants to try to chase him down and catch him, I'm just going to delete him off the game. Is anybody planning on...
Ginger's not going to shoot him, but if Oris wants to, she's not going to get in his way.
Well, I'm going to say 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Oh, shit, I hit it right on the dot. I'm going to say keep him right there. We'll go one more turn to see if anybody wants to fuck with him. Anyways.
No mercy in this dojo.
No mercy in this dojo. So I took him out of combat, but if you want to shoot him, he'll die. Next up, we got Scree. Scree, what you doing?
Scree is going to take the frag grenade out of his mouth, pull a pin, and toss it behind the slugs over there.
Oh, nice. What is your base attack bonus? Is like over 5, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. I was just wondering if you can miss, but let's go ahead and anyways and throw it just because I want to see if you get a natty one. Natty one fumble will be something special.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. We actually know what it's going to be if it's an Addy one spell.
Yes! Please fumble, please.
So just for reference, I'm not sure if you guys saw this now, and at the top of the combat tracker, it tells you how difficult the fight is now. This says this is a hard fight for you guys.
What?
Yes!
Does it?
Yeah, you can't see it. On mine, right above, right below where it says round 4, it says difficulty hard.
If I throw the grenade here, it'll get... this one and this one without hitting us.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'll throw it there. I'll throw it back there instead of here.
Yeah, it's all good.
Not a problem. Not our problem.
We'll see how much damage you do. Natty, 20!
Oh!
Fuck yeah. I don't know if there's a fucking critical for this, but we're gonna do it anyway, so go ahead and we're gonna double whatever your damage is.
Alright. I can roll for it.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Sweet. I wasn't sure if it had a thing. So 5 damage for both of them, and they both get a reflex save. 17 save. Nice. So for half damage, it's going to be 3 damage to them. No save. Okay, so top one, clockwise. So the bottom one takes 3. Top one takes... I see Sadoon's hovering over them, and hopefully he gets an idea of exactly what you're in store for.
I literally can't tell.
Yep, exactly. Next up, Entropy Slug number 3 is going to try to slam Scree as well. Blap and blap. See, I kind of want to move around and do the whole mucus thing, but it just doesn't make much sense with you guys. Shit, natty 3, 16 misses. Fuck. Okay.
That's probably close to his old one.
I should have never talked you into equipping that shit.
Your fault.
I know. Yeah, it was more fun. It was so funny that you just didn't have armor on. And I... anyways, going back to the top. Eddie, your turn. What you got going on?
Yeah, you know.
I do. I mean, I don't, but...
Stuff
and things, man.
Yeah, he'll just slicey. Send that slug to Sliceville.
Go ahead and send him to Sliceville. Population. That slug.
You all trick around me.
I like it.
And this one will do a sleight of hand because it makes more sense.
I like it. It's like showing a dog a magic trick.
26.
What is it? It is...
20 plus CR.
That does get it.
Flat-footed bitch.
Check it and see. Nice. I like that. 19 is a hit.
7 sloshing.
7 sloshing damage. Consider this thing sloshed.
It's been sloshed.
It's been sloshified. Sloppy sloshed. Disgustingly sloppy sloshed. Anyways, that brings us... brings us to Sidoon. Sidoon, what are they up to? You know what? I'm going to say, I think it's about time that perhaps you do a full attack. I'm just saying, you've been kind of, you know, beating around the bush lately, and I think we got a good one coming here. I'm thinking at least one crit.
You know, I don't know if I want to punch these things.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick up Skraylin's maul.
Yeah. Ooh, you're gonna
I thought you were going to pick up Skraylin.
I'm going to hit that motherfucker with that motherfucker.
Just kidding. Fucking Wailin' with Skraylin.
Wailin' with Skraylin, episode name.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay, go ahead. Oh, you want to pick them all up. Let me give it to you.
I mean, I already gave it. The episode name would be Failin' Skraylin, because that's all Skraylin did. Just failed over and over and over again.
You just grab it out of the like equipment items?
Yeah.
Okay, small tactical. Go for it.
Okay, do I need to move or anything like that? Or I can just reach over and grab it from my...
No, yeah, he's 5 foot from me. That guy's 5 foot from me. Go ahead, reach, grab, and then slam.
And I will full attack.
All right.
I'm going to be attacking the one next to Eddie.
I like it. And that's KAC?
Mm-hmm.
It's a miss. Give me that second attack.
They're just slugs.
They're 20. Entropy slugs. You know what that is? That's also a miss. No, I'm just kidding. You got them. Okay, give me some damage. Everybody's what's the mechanic here?
Oh, pfft.
Uh-oh. It's weaker than my fucking punches.
Only 14B. Jeez.
Yeah. He's like, why did I bother switching over to only do 14 points of damage when everybody else does 5?
Oh, I don't mind. Eddie's not a powerhouse in combat. He's a skill monkey.
Yeah, and I mean, technically, they shouldn't be that used to doing a lot of damage yet, because we're talking about 3/4 of this adventure path. We're like had a big old goose egg for a number of damage done. So like, just because all of a sudden last like 3 combats, you start fucking whooping ass. Like, it's like, ugh, combats. It's this, like this is combat. Bullshit. Yeah. Nah, it was the prison when it really all kicked off, because that was when Sidoon did the fucking ninja kick the fucking robot in half. And then...
True.
Yeah, but anyways, moving on. Yep, you did get some good damage in there. Which brings us to Entropy Slug 1. Entropy Slug 1 will attack Scream. Blah, 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 indeed. 23.
Oh, yeah, fuck yep. Yeah. Yep, that hits.
I'm just having a great time. I'm rolling high on damage with these assholes. 14! Love it! And I didn't even fuck with these. That's the thing that kills me. I didn't even fuck with these creatures. These are things that were in the book exactly how they're supposed to be. When we started this combat, I actually forgot these slugs were here because it's been such a while since I had this thing laid out that I was like, really? I had these people fighting fucking Draelic? You guys fought these like a book ago, like fucking 3 levels ago. You whooped the shit out of these guys. And you're throwing more of them against you? But nope, this is where it's at. It's the goddamn slugs. Yep, so... Yeah, that's all they can do. Actually, I'm gonna start doing some fucking full attacks on these guys here. But before then, we're gonna go over to Ginger up on the catwalk. What you doing there, Ginger, on that catwalk?
On the catwalk.
Well, Ginger's gonna move into a position where
you gonna shake your little tush on that catwalk.
Yeah,
not shaking the tush on the catwalk yet. But getting into, hey, Sadoon. You took a bit of damage this last round of combat, didn't you?
Nope.
No? Oh, yeah, that was from earlier.
Mm-hmm. That was Scree. Yeah.
That was Scree. Scree okay.
Took the damage.
Then I'm going to come around and see that they're battling slugs and that Scree is looking hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to cup my hands around my mouth. I'm going to give Scree an inspiring boost, which is... you regain stamina points equal to twice my envoy level, which is 6, so 12, plus my charisma modifier, which is 4. So that's a total of 16 stamina points recovered.
Nice!
As I come around and I'm like, Scree babe, you're looking fabulous. Just like keep it up, okay?
Just fucking dripping in pink paint.
Thumbs up.
Now only holding one grenade.
Out of sight in the event that, like, maybe they have some sort of ranged attack.
Yep. Which you didn't see, but yes, they do.
Oh, well, here, then maybe I should... Here, if I'm back over where I was originally, so I just kind of move to the right, shout, and then out of sight.
That is out of sight.
And then I'm going to motion Auras past me, like, go get him! What are you doing back here?
So, that brings us to Entropy Slug number 2. Entropy Slug number 2 just got fucking bedonked by Sadoon. So they are going to full attack Sadoon.
Don't mind me while I just boop.
You and your bodyguard.
I gotta.
22?
With the plus 2 to my AC, misses.
Fuck!
Yeah!
Damn you, Scree!
Okay. Scree just grabs Sadoon and just like yanks them a bit to like pull them out of the way, like, yeah! And it just misses.
Nice. It's like just, and it does, like the fucking, like this big, like slimy fucking like body rears up and just comes to like, because that's how they hit you. They don't got fucking like mandibles or anything. They are literally just slumping into you. They're just like throwing themselves at you. So
full body.
Yeah, full body, exactly. So this thing swings its big old meaty head at you, and Scree gives you a little tug back. Second attack. Fuck. 16 definitely doesn't hit. Yeah. A thief. Okay, shouldn't have gone with the -4. I just got greedy.
It would have missed anyway.
The first one wouldn't have, wouldn't it?
No, the first one would have hit.
Okay, I was going to say. Second one definitely would have missed, yeah. But okay. So that brings us to Auras. Auras, back on the catwalk, baby. Do your little thing on the catwalk.
You doing a thing on the catwalk, dude.
You're a model. I know what that means.
Oh, well, I mean, he's got a clear view of that dude.
Yep. Yeah. Overcharge. Womp, 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 womp. Yep. Hachiwi.
Damn it!
Wait a minute. Oh, just fucking missed. Just fucking missed, but I'm sorry. Roll the 6 for a 15. Creatures have 16 energy AC. Sorry, buddy. Which brings us... We got anything else going on that turn? Or was that everything?
Right there. That's it.
Okay, cool. Scree, your turn.
Scree is going to try and just reach up and swing at this slug's face. He's like,
awesome. Rip it apart.
Go for this one.
Oh, going for the top one. I like it. Okay.
Is this one the nice turn or is it that one? I can't remember.
I don't remember. The top one looks like it's got more damage done, but I'm not sure.
I might do this one.
Yeah. Oh, well, you blew both of them up. I don't know if you... You threw a
grenade
last time,
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Go for it.
And...
I like it.
And these are slugs, so... Full acid.
Full acid.
Yeah.
That sounds like flaccid.
And yeah. Flaccid.
Yeah, they are definitely flaccid.
Flaccid.
That is... And you said you're doing full acid?
Yeah, just full acid, no bludgeoning.
Sweet. So, that hits. Go ahead and give me damage.
Pucky pucky.
And does nothing.
Oh, God.
Yep, they are immune to acid.
Bye. So he just, like, swings and just into its mouth.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, exactly. He's like, you go to punch it, and, like, you see it's in, you're enveloped in that thing, and it just kind of, like, at first it looks like it rears back to it, like it's about to get hit, and then as it takes it, it, like, almost, like, puts its mouth, like, around your hand. And it's like, oh, and, like, just, like, absorbs the acid into itself.
That's crazy, like, temporary, like, eh, and then just kind of pats its tongue. Just like, eh. Oh, God.
I almost want to give you a chance to do some fucking...
I mean, they are entropy.
Yes, it is. Exactly. Exactly. You know what? Do you have, like, animal handling or anything?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Is that even a thing in this game?
No, that's not a thing.
Give me survival. If you roll, like, a natty 20, this thing's your new pet.
Oh, my God. Please, Dias Gods, please.
Oh my God.
Oh my God!
Oh my fuck.
Wow, bro.
I can't believe that just fucking happened.
You just manifested that shit.
Well, you said it, Dane.
Yeah.
Yes!
We have it on record.
Yes! Dane is leaned back in the chair just like...
I do. Hands behind my head. Like, you're absolutely right. I'm leaned back, hands behind my head, staring up and back and forth, back at the 20, and then up at the ceiling, and then back down at the 20. Holy fucking shit. Yeah. So yeah, exactly. You go to, like, punch this thing.
Dude, you just did, like, a fucking Avatar, like, hair braid meld.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is, like, you punch and your entropy literally, like, goes out, and it, like, it at first is, like, afraid, and then it, like, just kind of, like, leans into it, and, like, your hand almost, like, goes into it, like, it,
yeah,
like,
then you
absorbs.
Just start humming on the same frequency.
Exactly. For a moment, you guys are just like, there is that almost that same feeling you got, like, when you resonated and hit that shaman shit that, like, you, like, saved your brother back then, you
yeah.
have this same, like, almost cosmic attunement with this thing, and before you know it, like you said, you're like, it, like, absorbs it, and, like, oh, and as you pull your hand free, it just kind of sits there for a second, and, like you said, you, like, patted it on the head, and it just kind of, like, rubs against your hand, and, like, moves over and kind of wraps its way around your legs, and is like, and then it's kind of like a cat, like, kind of figurating between your legs, and that is your fucking buddy. You better call up the name for it, because you now have a fucking entropy slug pet.
Splat.
Yes, good old screen splat.
Oh, that's so fucking good. I can't believe that just fucking happened.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.